listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Greg Williamson will be returning to council chambers, officially declared Mackay's mayor by Electoral Commission Queensland. Steve Jackson held on to the end and says he'll spend the next 4 years putting together a team for another run. He's thanked his supporters for giving him an insight into the issues facing the community. A Queensland mother who found out her missing autistic son had died via a Facebook post is calling for an overhaul of the forensic testing process. Luke Ferguson's body was found in September last year and formally identified by January, but Suzanne Betty says she wasn't told, instead finding out via a news report 2 months later. She says it made her feel like her son's death didn't matter and is calling for better communication from forensic agencies.
Finding out via Facebook was probably the most devastating way to find out. It took us as a family back to the very beginning of losing Luke.
QPS says Queensland Health's coronial counselling unit was responsible for informing the family of the results, but an officer inadvertently told media before that took place and visited the family to apologise. And if you think sugarcane crops are simple and sweet, think again. It turns out the genome of the plant is 3 times bigger than humans. A decade of research by UQ, the CSIRO and sugarcane experts has culminated in a complete mapping of the genome for the first time ever. In sport, the Mackay Cutters are looking to find some balance ahead of next weekend's clash against the Townsville Blackhawks. Coach Michael Comerford says his side will take things easy over Easter, but there's no room to let their guard down.
They had a strong start to the season. They're coming off a couple of back-to-back losses, so you know they're going to be raring to go at their home ground, and we've got to make sure we put a fair bit of detail into our prep heading up to Townsville, make sure we get the travel and the preparation right.